This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Oh, beautiful. It is so wonderful to bring you a brand new Hour One Nugget. And we begin a series titled God Accepting Me. And we're at part one today, and we're looking at John, the third chapter, and the 16th verse. Now, why God accepting me? Why not God accepted me? That's what I thought. When the Lord gave me this, I thought, why accepting and not accepted? God has accepted me. I know that God has accepted me. It's because, beloved, He's continually accepting me. He's continually accepting you. You are acceptable in God's sight. Did you know that? And because of that, when I say God accepting me, I need you to know that God is accepting you. So you say, God accepting me. In actual fact, before we even start, I want you to say that. Say it after me now. God accepting me. Amen. And now all you've got to do is to actually allow those words to sink into your spirit so that you begin to believe them yourself. Look at what the scripture says. John's Gospel, the third chapter. And verse 16 says this: For God loved the world so much that He gave His one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life. How amazing is that? Is that God accepting you? Is that the Lord saying to you, you are my child? God loved the world that much that He gave His one and only Son. And you know what? It wasn't a matter of just Him giving His Son the way He did. No. It was so much more. God knew what He had to do. God knew that He had to give His Son in order for the world to be saved. He knew that. But why did He choose the way He did? Because through Jesus' blood, you are accepted. And God is accepting you through the blood of His Son. Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane the night before, and He was saying, Lord, if it's possible, take this cup of poison away from me, for I don't want to drink it. And then Jesus said, but not my will, but your will be done. Not my will, but your will be done. Jesus did not want to do this. He did not want to go to His death. He did not want that. But He wanted what His Father wanted. And the Bible tells us that the Lord turned his head away. Our Heavenly Father turned his head away. Do you imagine how painful that was to see his son sacrificed that way? But it was the only way. It was the only way so that it could bridge that gap between man and the Heavenly Father. Jesus was the conduit. And that is why we often say, Father, do this, please, in the name of Jesus. Father, do that in the name of Jesus, in the name of your precious Son that you gave up for us, so that you could be at one with us again, and we could be at one with you, and we could have this relationship. For God so loved the world. Imagine, you're the creator of the world. Imagine you're looking down at the world and you're seeing it going to hell on a handcart. You can see it going wrong. You can see all your plans going wrong. Why? Because your plan was this would happen, and that did happen because man has free will. God hasn't made a decision that we are going to, how can I put this? God hasn't made this decision that we are going to have to do everything he says. We're not robots. We have free will. We can do whatever we want. Whatever our heart desires, we can do. But whether it lines up with what God wants us to do is another thing. And that is why this series is called God Accepting Me. Not God accepted me. Because continually, I know this, in my life, God has to continually accept me. God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son so that everyone who believes in him would not perish, but have eternal life. What amazing words those are. You know, a pastor friend of mine told me a story once about some guy that used to go into the church and sit there. He was homeless. And he had nowhere to go. And the pastor of this church gave him a Bible and said, look, I'm going to give you a New Testament. What are you going to do with that? He said, well, I'm going to use the paper to make roll-up cigarettes. And the pastor said to him, well, I don't mind if you do that, but there is one thing I want you to do, and that is to read that page before you burn it. Before you roll up your cigarette, read that page. And the guy said, yeah, okay. So he smoked his way through Matthew. He smoked his way through Mark. He smoked his way all the way through Luke, and got to John, and he got to the third chapter, and he got to verse 16. He read that, and it changed his life. Because suddenly, he knew that God was accepting him. And he turned his heart and his life over to God, asked for forgiveness, and his life was completely changed beyond all recognition. Verse 17 says, God sent his Son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. How often do we look at God and think, you know what, he's judging me. I've done wrong and I know I'm in trouble. It's almost like that feeling that I used to have when I was a child and I'd done something wrong at school and I was sent to the headmaster and I'm thinking, oh my goodness. I'm going to have to bend over and I'm going to get six of the best across my backside with a cane. Not looking forward to this at all. And I can honestly say, in all of my school life, I didn't get the cane once. I got the slipper a few times. That's the plimsoll or whatever. But I never got the cane. And I never got the cane from the headmaster. What the headmaster used to do is he used to talk to me. My headmaster loved the Lord very, very much. I didn't, but he did. And he was very gentle and very loving. His name was Dr. Richardson, and I'll never forget him. But beloved, we have a Heavenly Father who loves us as his child. And that is why today he is accepting you. He's accepting you because he loves you that much. Let me try and show you how much he loves you. This verse says it all. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. Look at it this way. Instead of saying the world, understand he means you. He looks at you and says, I love you that much that if you had been there alone, I would have done the same thing. I love you that much that I sent my Son into the world to die an awful death, to be executed for you, so that it would reconcile you and I together. That's why I did it. You are my child, and I will always love you. For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, that everyone, say everyone, that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. Do you notice that? It says will not perish, because God is accepting you. You know, I believe you've heard this message for the very first time, and you don't have a relationship with God. And I'm here to introduce you to your Heavenly Father, who loved you that much that he sent Jesus to die in your place for you. I want you to say hello to him. And I want you to accept him as your Lord and Savior, and accept him into your heart. Say these words with me. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry for all the things that I have done wrong. I ask you now, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that you would forgive me. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and give me a brand new start. And I promise you, I will follow you for the rest of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen and amen. If you would like to recommit your heart to Jesus right now, you can do that too. All you've got to do is say these words, Father, thank you for saving me. I recommit my life to you now. and ask you to begin accepting me again. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. If you've done that, I would love to hear from you. studio@worshipradio247.org. I'd love you to send me an email just saying, it was me. If it was you that I was speaking to just now and you've given your life to Jesus for the first time, send me an email, studio@worshipradio247.org, and just say, it was me, in the name of Jesus.